if something, somebody tells something about a story about another person, you'd say, well, whatever gave her
that idea.
Yeah. Or when, on the street, when you see somebody, say, around the 25th of December, what would you say to them?
I always tell them Merry Christmas.
And
Happy New Year.
Okay. Anything you might say by way of appreciation to somebody? You'd say, you know,
like thank you, or
much
appreciate it very much, or
much
obliged.
Okay. When you had to do a lot of, let's see, Galliano was where you might go to do.
Car repairs, buy a car. For instance, you don't sell cars on Ireland. You go up to Galliano or Gold Medal, buy a car, or get your car repaired, you know, a major repair.
Did you ever have cars in the island before the road came here?
Oh, yeah.
That's what I heard, and they wouldn't, like on Pecan Island, they didn't have to have license plates for the car before the road came.
We talked about Model T Ford, didn't you? You know, no Model T? A Model A Ford, the old man had, every once in a while he'd stop to give you a ride somewhere, and the old town would tell him, no, that truck come in a hurry. He'd crawl about 3 miles an hour, he could walk faster than the truck would go, you know. That's one I knew they had an island. I remember that old man Martin, he had one. Of course, he was considered a rich man when you had that, when you had a car in them days.
Yeah.
I guess they had plenty of money, even though you had maybe $1,000, but that was plenty of money.
Okay, you'd say, but here in Grand Isle was where you did most of your...
Most of the shop, at a buying, selling, swapping, right, and trading, whatever had to be done.
You made a purchase, the storekeeper, you wanted it in a bag or something, the storekeeper took a piece of paper and he...
Wrapped it up and you handed it to you, and you didn't buy a pound of this in the pond, you bought a bag of this or a sack of this, and they charged you for it. And because the fishermen used to work for the man that they bought the groceries with. And some of them, they were real honest people, others were not shady, kind of. By the time we went to share up, in other words, figure how much he or a junior or him, you were balance his dues, $10 or $15 for the next season. Of course, they'd advance your groceries till the next, what they call the next fishing season would come by. And if it was bad fishing much, it would advance your groceries.
In other words, the bill never really came.
No. It was always owing. You always owed. You never come up with, and he'd give you maybe $5 or $10 for something you need, you know, real quick, like that.
Yeah.
But nobody kept books but him.
You say you were always...
Always in debt.
The bill was always...
The bill was more than what you made.
Yeah.
Balance is due. Uh-huh. Always balance is due.
You know what a dun was? No. A dun in you? Okay. Now, you might say, well, that's a nice tractor, I like it, but I can't pay for it.
It costs too much.
When a storekeeper sold something for $2 that he paid $2.50 for, you'd say he was selling it
cheap.
He was selling
it at a loss. He's losing money on it though.
When the storekeeper wrapped the package up, when you got home, you
unwrapped it.
Did you ever belong to any clubs here or anything like that?
Gun clubs and hunting clubs that we had.
Okay. Now, you belong to a club to keep in good stand, like every month you have to pay your...
You pay dues if you belong to the club.
Okay. When you paid your bill on time, or when you went into the store to buy something, would the storekeeper ever give you a little present and say...
Line you up. Most of the stores had a line you up. Either candy or something. You know, like today, there's one store right that way, in fact, when you saw me the other day, the new store, we do credit business with them.
Mm-hmm.
Every time I get my check, I pay it. And they always give you something. You pick what you want, either a box of cookies, or a can of peaches, or a can of some kind of fruit or something like that. Always does that. Still gives money up.
Yeah. When you needed some money or something,